Chapter 31. Epilogue. But questions remained. Why had my father failed to make it to his Dungeness interview? What had befallen him that day? These questions still hung in the air, like the smell of sausage fat, long after the cooked breakfast had been eaten and the dishwasher stacked. And so, using the money that I refused to pay to my branding consultant, I hired a team of investigators, diligent students from the University of East Anglia, who trawled visitor records and official correspondence from the power station. They learnt that my father had actually made it to the interview, but performed exceptionally badly, and hadn't made it to the next round. It seems he fabricated the letter concerning his failure to attend, because he didn't want his family and friends to realise how thick he was. And he took this dark secret to the grave with him, along with an envelope of his premium bonds, brackets, never known why. And the blood on the receipt? Nothing more, it seems, than a very bad nosebleed. As for Dawn, she's now on the payroll. I've made her my assistant's assistant, and although my assistant isn't that happy about it, it's a setup that I like. I call them the Golden Girls. Anyway, I think that's everything. All right, then. Thank you. You've been listening to an Orion audiobook. Alan Partridge. Nomad. Written by Alan Partridge with Neil Gibbons, Rob Gibbons, Steve Coogan, and read by Alan Partridge. The executive producer was Pandora White. This is a Strathmore Publishing production for Orion Audiobooks, produced and engineered by Richard Hughes and Chris Sharp. Text is copyright 2016 by Rob Gibbons, Neil Gibbons, and Steve Coogan. The recording is copyright 2016 by the Orion Publishing Group and Hatchet UK Company. For information about other Orion audiobooks, visit the website at www.orionbooks.co.uk.